New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, Stephen, how you doing?
Yeah, very well. The show snuck up on me this morning.
Did it now?
Yeah, I don't know. Just was kind of like in here prepping, and then all of a sudden, bang, 5 o'clock rolls around.
Oh, it's a good time to be alive.
That it most certainly is. How are you, Jess?
Good morning. I'm good.
Vibing still off your snow bunny trip.
Oh, yeah, and then I've only got a 4-day week, so haha.
Does it feel like you never left, Bart?
Hey.
Does it feel like you never left?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You get one day back at work after a holiday, I reckon, and then you're like, it feels like business as usual.
Literally.
And you would have been missing us, like, I guess.
Oh, yeah, tough, you know, wake up, my first thought, oh, how's Craven and Stephen doing?
Yeah, well, that's what I'd be thinking. That's what I think. That's probably because it's me, though. I don't know. Anyway.
You got up to much yesterday, Crevo?
Yeah, went out to, you know, I went out to, like, visit a client at Fletcher.
Mm.
Wow, the new, like, subdivisions out there are massive. It's unbelievable.
Oh, okay.
Huge houses.
It's hard to get a big block these days as well, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and I think that's where they all are. And
they're hugging them all.
All of them. I don't know.
Chase them around.
And then, like, you looked out across this, like, valley sort of thing, and across there's another one, massive one going in. It's like, I didn't realise there's so much new housing going out there.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah, so that's, I guess that's where all the big development is that sort of direction.
And famously, time to get a mortgage out, of course, you know, yeah, the RBA holding rates.
Yeah, that's it. A lot of people will be happy about that. Wake it up with the Novos. And, of course, up next, a bit of a news chat in just a few minutes here on UFM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, UFM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, it appears that Elton John, a bit of a trendsetter once again, because after his trip to McDonald Jones Stadium, another big artist has said they're coming?
Yeah, everyone's sort of following suit, which is nice. So there's a partnership between Newcastle Council and Venues New South Wales, which is making these big concerts possible. As you said, Elton John, we've got Pink coming in February next year. And yesterday, Paul McCartney announced that Newcastle would be one of the stops on his tour down under, which is very exciting. It's great for our economy. The Lord Mayor, Nuatali Nelms, was talking about this yesterday, that when Elton John was here, it injected more than $14 million into the local economy. Which is massive.
That is a big, shot in the arm, really, isn't it?
Heck yeah, exactly.
Switching gears a little bit, we've got to talk about the World CrossFit Games in America. Apparently there's a Hunter woman who's going to be there. Is it you?
No, this lady is far more impressive than I, because she's 60 years old and she is competing at the moment. She competed last night at the World CrossFit Games, as you said, over in America. She's in the 60 to 64-year-old age group, which is pretty damn impressive. This is the third time that she's qualified to go over there. To qualify this year, she ranked first in Oceania in her master's age group and sixth in the entire world out of everyone who competed in her age group, which is a massive feat. So, and for a local lady too, is even better.
It's very interesting as well, because I feel like CrossFit relatively is a new sport, like in general. So it's nice to see that it is kind of like expanding out to those generations, I guess, that wouldn't have grown up with it, who wouldn't have been exposed to it as much.
Yeah, exactly. And Judith, like, played touch footy, I think, at quite a high level, like in her, when she was a bit younger, and competed in a whole range of other sports. And as you said, like, came across this when she was a little bit older. So it's pretty incredible.
Athletes are just athletes, aren't they?
That's
like,
it.
A
exactly.
lot of them, if whatever sport they decide to pursue, they would have been good at it. It's just a fact of picking which one.
Yeah.
Really.
Exactly.
So she's in that, what is it, 60 to 64 age group.
Yeah.
It's good that they've, like, broken it down quite granularly, because it's unfair if she's just up against everyone, isn't
it? Exactly.
I reckon Jess would have won the 60 to 64-year-old age. We should try and, I don't know, doctor some birth certificates or something. Get her in there.
You just put, like, do you know how they do on, what's that, is it Jackass, where they put, like, the old man?
Oh, yeah, on? Yeah.
You could just do that, Jess, and get a medal.
Yeah, easy, yeah.
That's an easy win. I reckon we should do it for next
why
time.
Why didn't I think of that?
Story arc it. There you go.
There's something for the show. We'll work it out. Good idea, Stephen. New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with the Novos.
105.3 New FM.
And I put on me host hat yesterday, of course, for my Bar Mellow trivia night. Tuesday night comes around so quick. We had a good time, of course. But
is it like a top hat?
No.
Or like a bowler?
It's a figurative hat, not a literal hat.
I was so excited to see what your hosting hat looked like.
Well, maybe that's the next step I need to bring into my hosting game. Physical hosting hat.
We'll decide on the show what hat you wear.
Wow, riveting content that'll be.
Well, it will, because I'll have a top hat, like a jester's one. I've got a jester's one. That'd be perfect.
That would be pretty funny. It'd be a good icebreaker, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We had a good time last night, though. I stumbled across a bit of a problem, though.
Oh, no.
The same team, they've won 3 of the last 4 weeks. 3 of the last 4. So, this is a call to all, you know, superstar trivia people out there. We need someone to come and knock these people off their perch. That's what I reckon.
Question, Stephen.
Yeah.
Are they cheating?
No, I don't think they're cheating. I don't think so. There's no way to prove either way.
Are you watching them closely, though?
Well,
I would be.
No, fairly close, yeah.
3 weeks.
They're just smart people, though. They're just smart people.
No one's that smart, are they?
Well, some people are, you know. Some people just know all this stuff.
Name someone smart.
Well, that team. That's my trivia night.
Okay. All right. Just keep an eye on them. That's all I'm saying.
I know. I'm just saying someone needs to come and knock them off their perch. Getting a bit too big for their boots is all I'm saying.
If you're smashing a trivia check, like just on your own,
come
on over. Like, because Stephen needs someone to, you know.
That's it. Bar Mellow Tuesday night. We always have a good time.
That we do. I'm not there. I don't know why I said that. New FM.
And Crevo, one of the certainly more odd stories that have come across my desk. We were talking a bit about it yesterday, you and I, after the show, but it's just blown up overnight. There's this zoo in China, and they've had to come out and basically defend that the sun bears that they have on display at their zoo are not just humans in disguise. So basically, the accusations are pretty straightforward. Yep. People have gone, looked at these sun bears in the zoo and gone, that looks like a man in a costume, basically.
A man in a bear suit.
Gone up to staff, gone like, what's going on here? Oh, no, that's just how our bears are. Anyway, this has gone viral. Lots of people have posted videos, ourselves included, so you can go check it out on our Instagram, @thenovos_. Our story's up there on this accused crime. What do you think of this, alleged action?
So, I've looked at the video, and at first, I'm like, definitely a man in a suit.
Yeah.
Definitely a man in a suit. On second viewing, definitely a man in a suit.
Yeah, okay. Well, so the more you look, the more damning the evidence becomes, you reckon.
So a lot of the, I guess, focus of this is around the bear's butt, basically.
Yeah, real pancake, isn't it?
Exactly. It looks like, something. It looks like an old man who's never been to the gym butt.
Real flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do tend to agree with that. And a lot of the other accusations as well are coming in the fact that it seems to almost funnel down the shape of the body of the bear. So it starts really wide up the top, and then somehow when it gets to the legs, it's got little chicken legs, which famously bears do not have.
Yeah, it looks like this bear's never done leg day, you know. Or Hank from, the cartoon?
I can't help you. I'm sorry.
That's right. Anyway, super flat butt, and the skinniest little legs you've ever seen. Like, it doesn't look like it would support the weight of a full-grown bear above it.
The only argument I do have of sun bears, in the zoo in particular, famously mistreated. And a lot of them have been, you know, like, tortured and stuff through their formative years. So that could lead to, like, some issues in growth and development and stuff like that.
Yeah, but the butt looks, I've remembered now, it's Hank from King of the Hill.
It looks like
his butt. Like, it's so skinny. The legs are so skinny. You can put like a tiny pair of jeans on it. It'll look fine.
Okay, so the build of the body of these bears is coming to disrepute. Well, another factor that people are questioning is the nature of which they're acting. So all these bears seem to always be standing on 2 legs.
Yeah.
Which feels like, you know, secondary.
Odd.
Yeah, secondary form of communication for bears at best.
Yeah.
And they're like up and waving and stuff like that, like playing it up to the crowd, almost giving like a, I can't hear you, to the crowd.
Then somebody throws a snack, right? Uh-huh. And it seems to go for it to catch it.
Yeah.
That usually, like bears, they'll let something like that fall on the ground, then eat it.
Or like try and catch it with their mouth, not with their hands. They don't have like baseball mitts.
Unless they're humans.
Yeah.
Humans in bear costumes.
Look, I did come into this break giving them the benefit of the doubt and assuming that they were just bears. But the more we talk about this, the more the damning evidence becomes clear, doesn't it?
Controversial opinion. I think all animals at the zoo should be humans in those costumes.
Well, you know what? Like,
why put a wild animal in a cage when you can pay a guy, you know, $27.50 an hour to wear a suit?
And you know what? Like, you go to the zoo a lot of the times, and the lions and the tigers, they're there and they're great, but they're just sitting around doing nothing. At least a human can play up to the show, you know?
Exactly.
Put on a bit of a performance.
Juggle a ball or something. Like, let's make it a bit interesting.
There you go.
Kids won't know.
There's a future in that. A new zoo industry.
Yeah, I love it. New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
All right, Craver, I know it's hump day. I know we're getting a bit of the midweek blues. No more, right?
Not for me.
That's it. It's done. Midweek blues out the window because, of course, it's your chance to win some free stuff with three of a kind. If you're new to the show, real simple. We make it nice and easy because early in the morning, you know, you're still waking up. Basically, all you got to do is we'll give you three items. You've got to figure out the category, the theme, whatever links these three items.
Sure.
You do it quicker than your opponent, you win yourself free stuff. So give us a call, 4967 4105, because we need two Novocastrians to battle out for some prizes this morning.
Yeah, we need two players here, 4967 4105. Now, the prizes that you get. First of all, straight up, a double pass to New FM's advanced screening of Gran Turismo at Event Cinemas Glendale. A double to come and see that on August 9th.
So yeah, this time next week, essentially.
Absolutely superb. Free tickets to the movies. That's a yes. Then you could also get yourself double pass to Arch Barker. We've given them away this morning. And this is on the 26th of August at Civic Theatre Newcastle. Beautiful. So you could be going to the movies. You could go to Arch Barker as well. But you've got to call up now. 4967 4105, three of a kind to play that. Let's give a quick example. I've got one ready.
All right, okay, go for
here
it.
Here we go. Hankook, Pirelli, Toyo.
Steven?
Yeah?
I don't know. I actually don't know. Tyres?
Yeah, tyres.
Yes, come on. How good's that?
See, if you could figure that out, crack that nut, if you will. 4967 4105. We need two contestants on the air next. New FM.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
It most certainly is. That intro making my job redundant, but it is time, of course, for three of a kind. So what we're doing here, we're pitting two Novocastrians against each other in a battle that can be described of wit, of intelligence, of speed.
All of that.
Basically, what you got to do is you got to figure out the pattern between three items, or, you know, the linking theme, the linking word. Do it quicker than your opponent. Win yourself some free stuff this morning. Pretty simple, really, isn't it?
That's right. And the prize is on offer today. Double pass, New FM's advanced screening of Gran Turismo. This is going to be an excellent movie at Event Cinemas Glendale. Also, double passes to Arch Barker up for grabs all this week on the show for the best callers on air. Everyone that gets on the air in the draw straight away.
We love that. We absolutely love that. Now, of course, we do have to meet our first contestants. Let's go through the scoring system first, though, Crevo.
Sure.
So what our contestants need is obviously they need to get the theme quicker than their opponent. Mm-hmm. They need to do it two times, best out of three.
That's right. First to two, best to three.
So if you lose the first one, you're not out of it. The game continues.
Exactly right. And, of course, time to meet these contestants, shall we?
All right, let's head first to Stockton where we meet Jack. Morning, Jack.
Morning, how are you?
Mate, very well. How's yourself?
Yeah, beautiful, mate, beautiful.
You on the way to work? What's going on?
Yeah, mate, driving to work. Hands-free, of course.
Yeah, of course. You're keeping it safe. Safe and legal. What do you do for work, Jack?
Fitter, mate.
Oh, nice one. Excellent stuff. All right, let's meet your contestant today. Up against you, it's Mel from Maitland. Hello, Mel.
Oh, have we got Mel there? I think Mel might have dropped out.
Oh, well.
Win or winner.
Yeah.
I think so.
Win by default. Congratulations, Jack. You've done it.
Well done.
How easy was that?
That's the first time that's ever happened. I can't. There you go. Well done, Jack. You are clearly the superior contestant.
How good's that?
That's pretty handy. That's a nice way to start your Wednesday morning.
Yeah,
and sometimes it's just outlast.
Full Stephen Bradbury.
Yeah,
he's just there at the end, hasn't he? And he's just taken out the win.
He's got it, done it. Unbelievable. UFM.
If you headed to Las Vegas ever, and you'd like to do Vegas one day, wouldn't you, Stephen?
2026, I think, is penciled in.
Oh, already?
Well, it's nothing confirmed, nothing booked yet, but that's what the talks are in the group chat anyway.
Okay, well, there's something that maybe this might be something for you and Siobhan, a little activity to do.
Oh, okay.
Because they've got this new company there where you pay $1,300 to join the Mile High Club in a private plane.
Ooh,
so it's a special plane where you fly over Vegas, set up just for that.
Well, are you the only people on there, or is this...
Well, there's a pilot as well.
Yeah, right.
It's not a drone.
It's not like numerous of these little suites.
No,
like a little private plane.
Yeah, they've got like the red velour, sheets and everything. All romantic, bunch of roses. You walk on a red carpet, like they've got it all set up. This is basically for people who really want to join the Mile High Club.
Interesting. Well, $1,300.
Yeah.
That's not that bad, is it, really?
Not really. I don't know how long...
I was expecting it to be more expensive.
That's for a couple. It's 90 minutes. So you've got an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Just enough time, really, isn't it?
Yeah, more than enough time, really. I don't know what I'll do to fill the other hour 25, but... I guess. Bring it back down. Enough.
I'm done. I'm bored now.
Oh, that does sound ideal as well because, you know, if there's a bit of turbulence as well, maybe you don't have to put as much effort in. You know, there's like, this is just goals on goals. Pros on pros on pros.
Well, yeah. I mean, and it's, you also get, as part of it, a photo when you land and a VIP certificate.
Oh, you should get a photo before you take off.
Would have thought
really?
So. I would have thought so.
You'd be sweaty and yucky, and surely that's the wrong way to do it.
I think there's aircon in it. I don't think it's like some little hot box, you know.
Even
it'd be
so.
Good as gold. All I can say is, imagine being the pilot.
Yeah, you know what's going on, don't you?
Of course, yeah. And also, I don't know, I'm a bit unsure about it. Because how many people are doing what in that same spot? And how quick are they changing the linen? You know what I mean?
A very interesting idea for business as well.
Yeah, that's right. Who's come up with that?
I've never once thought, you know, there's a gap in the market here. I've got to exploit this.
Exploring the gap. That's what it's all about. And that's what business is all about, really, isn't it? New FM.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
And this morning, Trivia Check is back just after 7 o'clock, worth $250. After it went off yesterday, we gave away $375.
I think that's the, third time it's gone off in the last, must be, I don't know, month or month and a half. It's winnable. It's gettable is what I'm
certainly
trying to allude
is.
To.
Oh, we've given away so much money with Trivia Check already.
And sometimes it just has to fall in your wheelhouse. Like yesterday, you, I, and producer Scott all thought, wow, this is a really tough question. If you just know it. You know it. You
that's
can win
it.
Yourself the money. So like you said, that's up after 7. Next, though, I'm going to expose my new roommate once again. A new avenue of content he is.
Oh,
he just
yeah.
keeps on coming because he's got an absolute food crime. Want to expose it on the air next.
Something he's done. Food-wise, you're against.
And, Crevo, I want to bring back a segment which we've done every now and again, one of my favourites, called Food Crimes, right? Mm. So what we're chasing here is, I guess, those criminal food combinations or actions that yourself or someone you know is doing, right? This comes about because my new housemate, he's just got, it's just content on content with him. I figured out recently that he keeps his Vegemite in the fridge. Which I think's criminal.
Yeah,
right?
That's wrong.
Got to go in the pantry.
I've got one word for that, and it's very, very simple.
Disgusting.
I tend to agree, but I also understand that while this has irked me, and clearly it's irked you a little bit, it's on the tamer side of food crimes. Like, there is some food combinations out there and some food actions that genuinely should be punishable by law. I genuinely think that.
Absolutely. I mean, if it was up to me, they'd start a new police department.
No, well, they've got it. Me and you could front it, I reckon.
Because currently, obviously, the police out there, they're already overworked, overstretched. So you couldn't, like, add more work to their workload. That'd be unfair. But yeah. The new department, that just makes sense.
Adds more jobs as well, good for the economy. We're onto something here. So
definitely.
If you've got, like, if you know someone or you yourself have a criminal food combination, a food crime, if you will.
Sure.
Give us a call, 4967405. An example I like to use often is a mate of mine at uni swears by peanut butter and cheese toasted sandwiches. Toasted sandwich.
No,
peanut butter melts and goes all gooey and the cheese goes all gooey with it and it like combines into this like, oh, the texture is just foul.
Very simple answer to that.
You are wrong.
Yeah.
Cannot do that. One of my old housemates used to do Vegemite and banana on toast.
Oh, yeah, see, not a fan of that.
What is even that?
You know,
it's an absolute no from me.
You know, it's a bad one as well. My pop used to do ice cream, right, like vanilla ice cream, tomato sauce on top.
Oh, no. So what is he doing that for?
Disgusting, is it? But this is the kind of gear we're looking for. 4967 4105. Dub in yourself, or even better, dub in someone you know, and let us know what their food crime is. And we can lock them up for you. We can apprehend these people.
That's right. Now, we've got prizes on offer. First of all, double passes to our advanced screening of Gran Turismo at Event Cinemas Glendale on the 9th. We've got them up for grabs. Plus, we're giving away the Arch Barker tickets as well. You're in the draw for them. We've got doubles to that at the Civic Theatre Newcastle. So just for, I guess, you know, doing your bit for justice by telling us about a food criminal in your life, you could be winning prizes. So you're rewarding yourself and you're rewarding the community.
That's it. It's fun. Get involved. We will have, you know, a bit more fun with this segment. 4967 4105, food crimes. We'll get them on the air next.
New FM.
And we're talking food crimes, right? Now, this has come up. It's a segment we like to do fairly regularly. Basically, you can dub in a friend, a mate, yourself even, with a criminal food combination or action that you think should be apprehended, right?
Yeah.
So this comes after...
Call the cops.
I guess the segue into this segment, or what jogged it in my memory again, was the fact that my new housemate keeps his Vegemite in the fridge, rather than the pantry. Criminal, right?
Absolutely. But call the cops.
I agree. This man should be apprehended, but you and I both recognise that that is, in terms of the food crime scale, a fairly mild offence, right?
Maybe, like, just some probation.
Some community service,
that's
something
right.
Like that.
We'd allow that. But some are much, much worse, and sometimes out of control.
So we've thrown it out there to the people of Newcastle, 4967 4105, to give us your best or your worst, I guess, depending on how you look at it, food crime. So let's go to the phones where we meet Kate this morning. Hey, Kate.
Hey, how you going?
Very well. How's yourself?
Yeah, not too bad.
Now tell us, what's
loving
your...
the topic.
Yeah. What's the food crime? What's the situation?
My partner loves and swears by Devon with Nutella.
Oh, no.
Quick, call the cops, because that is absolutely
disgusting.
Terrible.
It's disgusting, yeah. Make sure we'll get his, you know, location, we'll get his address after, and we'll make sure we apprehend him, because he needs to do the time for this crime.
Is he at least putting it on bread?
I can't bring myself to... Well, yeah, he does. He has a sandwich, and I can't bring myself to try it, but he swears it tastes like bubble gum.
Bubble gum?
Not a desirable flavour either for your sandwich. I don't know if that makes it any better. In fact, I think that makes it worse.
So do I. To Spear's point up next, good morning, Tess.
Morning, guys.
What's the food crime you're wanting to report?
My dad probably should have been arrested for this. He's okay. The king of food crimes. He has a side of baked beans with, like, every meal. So a beautiful roast, can of baked beans goes over the top. Rissoles and mash and veg, can of baked beans goes over the top. It's a running joke now. Whenever we go out, we're like, you want a can of baked beans with that?
So does he, like, he'll pour it over, like, a gravy?
Yep. Oh, he uses it like a sauce, reckons it makes it all taste that much better.
He needs to find, like, a pub where he can get the snitty with, like, a baked bean sauce
on top.
Yeah. The topper. I'm sure some pub would be happy to accommodate him just for the entertainment value, but I'm guarantee you that's absolutely wrong.
All right. Another Novocastrian apprehended. We're doing our bit for the community.
Straight to jail.
All right.
Do not pass go.
Let's wrap this up in Bolton Point where we meet Michael. Hey, Michael.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Very well. Now tell us, what's this food crime?
It's Vegemite and fresh lettuce sandwiches. Can't beat it.
Vegemite and lettuce?
Yeah. Fresh sandwich, fresh lettuce, iceberg lettuce with some Vegemite, butter and bread. You'll love it.
Now, you say can't beat it, but I'm saying you can. I think pretty much any other food is better than that, and that is a crime. He loves it.
I can't believe that. And the thing that baffles me the most about this segment every time we do it, right,
yeah,
is not necessarily that the people enjoy these meals,
yeah,
but where was the thought process to first try it? When were you like, you know what this Vegemite sandwich needs?
Bit of lettuce.
Yeah. Try to chuck that inside. What are people thinking?
I don't know. All I can imagine is maybe deleted a lot of beers and thought.
Devin and Nutella. Who tries that for the first time?
I know. It's like some intrepid explorer.
It's like, honestly, it's like you gave a 5-year-old an open kitchen with MasterChef and said, just make whatever sandwich you want.
Do whatever you want. Devin and Nutella. I like those two things separately.
They must be great together.
New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Get in there because today we've got $250 up for grabs after yesterday, John from Belmont, another local, scooped himself $375. Just put that in his pocket.
It's been a bit of a pattern, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know, Jez in Newcastle must have been a month ago or something like that, won himself over $1,000.
Yeah.
It's gone off, must be 3 times in the last 6 weeks, I'm going to say.
All local winners, all scooping themselves, little piles of cash, just putting that in the bank account. It's a yes please from me.
And it's definitely winnable, like we've alluded to. So, if you want to try and have a crack, I suppose, at $250 cash moolah this morning, 4967-4105, the magic number to call.
Be a part of the pattern of local winners just winning money here on New FM. 4967-4105, you could scoop yourself an easy 250 this morning.
Whew, that'll cure your midweek blues.
Certainly would. New FM.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, for $250 up for grabs. And like you said, Stephen, there's a bit of a winning pattern going on here. So many locals are scooping up the cash, right?
Well, we're giving away money on money on money. Like I said, I'm pretty sure we've given it away 3 times in the last 5 weeks or 6 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, it's unreal. Yesterday, John from Belmont scooping up $375.
Poof!
Just got that straight in his bank account. He's living like a king today. You know, probably went out for a steak last night, fancy dinner, nice beer and stuff to go with it.
Yeah, Lone Star or something like that. He would have really treated himself, I reckon.
Fancy restaurant I think he would have gone to. You're right.
If you want to get your hands on this cash, of course, we play every day after 7. Well, Monday to Friday, of course. So get involved. 4967-4105, just as Emily from Rankin Park has done this morning. Hey, Emily.
Hello.
How are you feeling this morning? You ready to go?
Yeah, but I reckon it's going to be a doozy because it went off yesterday.
Oh, well, I don't know. Who knows? Got the question in front of me. I'll tell you what. If it falls in your ballpark, like I knew this one, Cravo didn't. You just got to, you know, might just fall in your area of expertise, Emily. So best of luck. Of course, you've got a 5-second timer as well. Are you ready for your question this morning?
I'm ready.
All right. Best of luck. Your question this morning, Em, is... what Norwegian explorer led the first team to successfully reach the South Pole?
Smith.
Was it Smith? No, unfortunately not.
You know, statistically, a great guess.
Yeah.
Probably one of the most common names in the world. But
yeah. Emily's gone for, you know, the power of numbers, which I respect and admire.
Unfortunately, though, not the answer on my sheet. We're looking for Roald Amundsen, of
course.
There we go. I remember that from year 9? Year 8?
History class.
Yeah, history. So, there you go, of course.
Pays to pay attention in school is the lesson there.
Would have been the one time. Most things I learned at school, never use in the real world. But yes, that one there could have won me $250. Of course, hasn't won Emily that money this morning, though, unfortunately, which means $275 up for grabs. Same time, same place with Trivia Check tomorrow.
New FM. And Stephen, you've got a bit of a, I guess, question for me, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a question, a broader question for the office, I suppose, because an article's come out, right? Seven signs that you have a work husband or a work wife, okay? So,
what are you asking me, Stephen?
Well, I just want to see if you and I are compatible as a work couple. Yeah, so let's go through these, of course. Something that you and I can play, of course. And
sure.
You can play at home, or maybe you're in the work car with a potential work partner.
That's right.
Something to ask yourself. So there's seven things here. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, you get 4 out of 7, that's it.
All
wedding,
right, it's done.
Wedding bells are ringing.
Right, right? Ready to go. Okay. Right.
So, let's go through these and we'll see how they apply to you and I, Crevo.
All right, I'm ready.
First one, according to this article, is you depend on them for office supplies and snacks. Now, I guess that could be used broader for, like, tools and stuff, if you're on the tools.
Yeah.
For you and I, though, probably not applicable.
Not really. I have passed you a pen once, but it was just from the pile of pens over here.
Supplied by the company. Station.
Yeah. And I've never bought you a snack and you've never bought me a snack. So I'm going to say it's a no.
That's a no. We're not off to a great start. This romance a little bit shaky before it's even begun. All right. Next one. You have inside jokes that only the two of you understand. Big tick for you and I
think. Yeah, that's definitely a yes.
All right. Yeah, we have a lot of inside jokes.
So 1 point here. All right. Okay. Well, maybe we're back on track here.
We're 1 from 2 anyway. Next one. If something interesting happens at work, they're the first person you tell. I'm going to say yes as well.
I think so, yeah. I think we're on 2 points here, Stephen.
We're 2 from 3.
Things are getting more and more romantic.
Getting a bit saucy, aren't they? All right. 4th one here. When it comes to breakfast, lunch, and coffee breaks, they know your order. Not really applicable for us again. We don't take breaks. We're hard working.
Yeah, we don't actually take any breaks all the way through. So I'm going to say no, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going no as well.
Okay.
Unfortunately, and not through a fault of our own, just not really applicable to us. All right, next one. You can be honest with them about their appearance, hygiene, or hair. Very interesting one.
Yeah, I think so.
I think we can be honest.
Because you do your own haircuts, and I'll tell you if you've done a good job.
That's true, yeah. All right, let's lock that in then. That's one for us as well.
And the other day you did a fart in the studio, and you were like, oh, it's a bad, and it was a bad one. I just said it.
Yeah, okay. It's pretty bad. Thanks for exposing me like that.
That's all right.
All right, so what are we sitting on? 3 points?
Yeah.
One more away from marriage at this stage. We've got 2 more here as well.
All right, I'm ready.
All right. They know as much about your personal life as your real partner or best friend. I don't think so. Not as much as my partner.
Nah, we're not quite there yet.
Not yet. We're getting close. Those wedding bells, they're kind of ringing, but they're not.
They're in the background here. We'll play them low. There we go. Nice and low.
They're not resounding yet.
No, exactly.
All right. And Crevo, the last one is you finish each other's
sentences.
We definitely didn't tee that up.
No, not at all. Well, congratulations to us.
Yeah, the happily married couple, the new FM couple.
Yeah, that's it.
Real shame for Siobhan. She's only a couple of days away from moving here from Perth.
She spent all that money on a one-way ticket.
Gonna have to tell her to cancel her flight. I've got a new work husband.
Find her own place to live. The Charlestown Castle, Stephen's main bedroom, is closed for business.
It's occupied.
New FM.
Now for the weather from UFM's Weather Whiz Kid, Piper.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning, my name is Piper Harmy. I am 10 years old and in 34S at Mayfield West Demonstration School. And I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is partly cloudy with tops of 21 degrees. Right now in Charlestown, it's 11 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, how good's that? Well done.
Awesome work. Absolutely. Smashed it.
Smashed it. Got a bit of a support crowd in here as well. Live audience, which is always nice.
Adds to the atmosphere. I'm all about it.
Jess, who's obviously very, very nervous after that performance. What score are you giving to Piper this morning?
That was so good, Piper. I reckon 9 puppies out of 10.
Oof. 9 out of 10.
That is
so good.
What a way to start your day.
Well, well done, Piper. Have you got the family at home listening?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah, probably. Not sure. Who do you want to shout out? Have you got any siblings?
Yeah, I've got 2.
Yeah, okay, well.
Don't say their names. You're the. It's all about you today, and that's the right way, the way it should be.
No, you are the star. Congratulations, Piper. You've scored yourself your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, play, party and play, sorry, unlimited play time. So stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills, kidsworldplay.com.au. Of course, the place to go if you'd like to book, or head to newfm.com.au. Register yourself to be the next New FM Weather Whiz Kid. And just like Piper, you could be reading the weather for us.
On New FM.
The Novos. The Novos. New FM. Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you?
All right, this is where we look for a human lie detector around Newcastle and the Hunter to suss us out, if you will.
That'd be such a cool superhero, wouldn't it? The human lie detector.
Well, that's what you will be if you can sort this out. So we need someone to call up 4967-4105. We'll be basically trying to convince you that one of us is holding a real item in our hands. The other one will just be making up a lie. It's your job to figure out who is telling the truth.
Yeah, so there'll be two items in studio, and
that's
items
right.
is in the old inverted commas, 66.99s, because only one of us actually is holding that item. Your job, you got to figure out who has the real item.
The other person will be just sort of making things up from things around the studio or whatever, going, you know, oh, I've brought in a marble, say, for example, and then you might just
roll a pen lid or something like
exactly
that.
Exactly, across the desk. So, 4967-4105, we need somebody to call up and play Human Lie Detector this morning.
And, of course, if you are the Human Lie Detector, you'll be rewarded for your superpower with $50 worth of free meat thanks to our friends at Singo's. So,
how good's that?
I mean, the lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits. $50, that gets you a nice cut, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's better than, like, a meat tray at the pub because... That's just full of any old sausages and you don't even know where that's from.
And I don't want to, like, throw anyone under the bus, but the meat tray at the pub, they hide the rubbish at the bottom. You see the top and you go, wow, that looks real good.
Yeah.
Down the bottom, all the cheap cuts, isn't
it? Exactly. So this is where you can pick whatever you want with that $50. So we need one contestant on the air next. 4967-4105. If you want to play Would I Lie to You, up next here on New FM.
The Novos. The Novos. FM. Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you?
All right, this is essentially where both Stephen and I pretend to have something in the studio. Only one of us is telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's your job to figure out who is telling the truth.
And of course, this morning, you're playing for $50 worth of free meat. Thanks to our friends at Singo's. Fill your fridge, freezer and bellies with great weekly specials now at Singo's Butchery Broadmeadow. So, that's a nice way to get over the midweek blues, isn't it?
Oh, isn't it? What? The lovely, lovely meat. $50 worth of meat. So, yes, please.
You get yourself some nice cuts there. Feed the whole family.
Yeah, that's it. All right, let's meet our contestant / human lie detector this morning. It's Brenda from Ashtonfield. How are you?
Oh, we go. Good mornings. Mornings would be so much better if they started later in the day.
You know what? That is a great point. I've never heard someone say that before, but there's a first time for everything, yeah?
Oh, my problem is my get up and go, it got up and went without me, I think.
Oh no. It's gone.
Did someone take your up and goes, Brenda?
I'm just not a morning person.
That's all right.
Well, fingers crossed we can change that, of course. $50 worth of free meat. Now, the game. Do you understand what you're trying to do here, Brenda?
Figure out who's lying to me.
So your job is to tell us who is telling the truth, okay? Who's got the true item, right?
Okay.
We'll go with Stephen up first.
All right, what I've got for you this morning, Brenda, is I've brought it in from home because I'm famously moving into the Charlestown Castle this week and noticed there's a few chips on some of the doors. I thought, it's Castle, you can't have that. It's got to be pristine. So I've gone to Bunnings and bought myself a can of white spray paint, which I've got as my item for Would I Lie to You this morning.
Okay.
All right, now, Brenda, you're up my next. Turn. I've got a Stanley trade cut. Saw, basically, a hand saw. And yeah, it's a good one, the universal cut, so the teeth are a good size. 380 mil.
Making that up on the fly. All right, so there are your two items. I've got a can of spray paint. Crevo's got a Stanley saw, so he says. Have you got any questions for either of us?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just thinking, I don't think you'd put spray paint on a door handle in that sense, because you go grab it. The door handle, you'd end up with paint everywhere.
No. I'm not painting the door handles. I'm painting the doors themselves, like the wood door.
Oh, sorry.
There's like
okay.
Chips to the paint, so I've got to like cover them up, obviously.
Brenda, though, have a think for a second. Would Stephen, in a rented property, go start painting doors on day one? Does that seem like normal behaviour?
No, I'm thinking maybe the other one's all right.
No, I'm stemming from the Novos, but so I just do what I want, you know.
That's it. And you got a right to do that.
Yeah, see, that's it. So I've decided that I want to live in a place that looks nice and is aesthetically pleasing. So I've gone out and bought myself a spray can to fix up those chips.
But that's it. But then you'd get the people that own the place to do that.
Oh no, I'm the handyman. You know, look, listen to this. That's it in studio for you.
Now,
sounds like a stapler thingy.
A stapler? Yeah, that's what he's got. He's just got a stapler.
He's just got a
stapler out of the drawer in the office.
You'll latch onto anything, Crevo.
Well, I'm thinking Crevo is probably right, because that's what it sounded like.
Yeah, exactly.
You're doing me a disservice, Brenda. All right, well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Without any further questions, I suppose, we're going to have to press you for an answer. Who do you think is telling the truth? Is it myself or is it Crevo?
Crevo.
Well, for $50 worth of meat, all thanks to Singos, you're a winner. Congratulations.
Oh, wow.
You did cool. It.
There's a sausage in a chop.
There you go.
Famously, there you go.
You know what, Brenda? You can have whatever you like. Are you a fan of a sausage? Nice, big, juicy sausage?
Is that chicken schnitzels, chops, steak, anything like that, yeah.
Yeah, well, you can pick whatever you want. That's how vouchers work.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You have a lovely day and congratulations. See, easy as that.
For those playing at home, it was my smoothie maker. It's my smoothie holder.
Or is it a stapler?
It could be anything.
Who knows? New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And Crevo, feeling a bit underwhelmed this morning.
You are?
Yeah,
what's wrong?
I am. So for breakfast every morning, I normally have myself a smoothie. I bring it in every morning for the show. And it normally just contains like oats, frozen fruit, like a banana in there, some honey, milk. That's it.
Just to get your day going.
Yeah, just brekkie, liquefied brekkie.
Sure.
But I recently switched over to a different packet of frozen fruit. One that kind of like grabbed me. It looked a bit flashy with like a bit more exotic fruits in there.
Oh, what sort of fruits?
Because normally I just get the mixed berries. But okay. In there was like, you know, grapes and there was pineapple, mango, all this
Hang
sort
tight.
Of stuff.
Grapes, are they exotic over in Perth, are they?
Grapes aren't exotic, but
pineapple's exotic, is it?
Well, more so than your mixed berries, right?
Really?
Like, it is a bit
I'd
more
say
flash.
The other way.
A bit more flash, right? So I was like, I'll try this, a bit more of a summery blend, I'll give it a go. No good in the smoothie, hey. I'll be switching straight back.
All right. Top tips from Stephen.
Tastes very underwhelming.
Mixed berries only. Now, yesterday on the show, we were talking about this koala mattress factory, right?
Yes, yeah, this is fun.
They set up a website, boomerblocker.com, to stop all boomers from entering this competition they've got going to pay your rent or your mortgage for a year.
Yeah.
Right? The idea being boomers have got it easy enough already.
And they had those like classic capture things that you see on websites that try and prove you're not a robot, but they had, instead of like picking out, say, like light posts or something, you had to pick which one best represented planking or put in a definition for swag.
Or
stuff
Pokemon,
like that.
Yeah, kind of thing.
Yeah, it was a bit of fun.
Yeah, blocking out the boomers, essentially. Well, I've decided that's a bit ageist, so I'm switching things up next.
Okay.
And I've got a millennial blocker which will be perfect. So only boomers can enter these competitions. Okay. I've got it all sorted. The type of questions you'll need to keep millennials out where needed. New FM, we'll do it next. And yesterday we talked about Koala Mattresses, who have started this competition to pay your rent or mortgage for a year.
Yeah.
The idea being to help out, you know, young people who are struggling at the moment. Mm-hmm. Now, what they wanted to do was make sure that no boomers won this competition because they're already doing so well in life.
And right? They probably have about five mortgages you'd have to pay off.
That's right. So what they did was set up a website, boomerblocker.com, mm-hmm. which is to stop any boomers from basically entering this competition through a series of questions to basically weed them out.
Yeah, and this was genius marketing. It went viral, of course. Some of the questions, if you haven't seen them, were like, what's the definition of a Pokemon? Mm. What's the definition of swag? Stuff like that. It was a lot of fun.
Now, I thought, look, this is probably a bit unfair on boomers, so I've decided to create my own reverse one, which I haven't set up the website, but I might in the future. It'll be millennialblocker.com,
right, okay.
which is to weed out any millennials to make sure they don't enter competitions, because the young people these days have got it so easy, they don't know how easy they've got it, right?
Right, okay. So what kind of questions are we looking at for your millennialblocker.com? I assume you're going to have a similar capture system that Boomer Blocker has?
No, I'll be doing mine a bit more old school, multiple choice questions, right?
Okay.
So first of all, I've got three questions, and your job, I guess, just pick what feels natural for you, Stephen. And we'll see if it would weed you out. Right, question one. You've got seven rental properties, and one of them, the windows, gets broken. Do you A, do nothing, the breeze coming in is free aircon, stop complaining, weak millennials. B, increase the rent to cover the broken window, then not fix it. Or C, fix it right away. That's the right thing to do.
I'm going to lock in C.
Okay, interesting, interesting.
You got to fix it. You got to help your people, you know, your fellow battler out.
Okay, I'm going to say straight away, you're being caught out as a millennial.
Oh, I don't go through the next stage.
Okay, well, anyway, we'll do a couple more and see how you go on these.
Well, what was the correct answer?
Well, it's A or B.
Oh, no, okay.
All right, next one. Which of these dinners is the most delicious? Is it A, curried sausages? B, red curry with a Thai beef salad and a spicy sauce? Or C, apricot chicken?
I'm going to say the red curry sounds the best.
Once again, you found out as a millennial. Any of the other options would have been acceptable.
No.
All right. Next question. And, you know, by now you're well and truly out of
I'm
the
out
competition.
I'm out of the competition. I'm out of the running.
But if you, you know, if you get through this one, maybe they'd let you squeak in.
Okay.
But just to be sure, You find yourself doing well financially. Do you, A, live on the pension and use your passive income to buy caravans and four-wheel drives, B, buy another three investment properties, or C, donate some money to worthy causes?
I would either toss up between A or C, I think.
Okay, well, there we go. Once again, you found out to be a millennial. The only answer that's acceptable for boomers is to buy three more investment properties.
No, I'm definitely not winning this competition.
Millennialblocker.com, successful. New FM.
Novo's. What's the goss? UFM. All right, Scott's in studio. He's going to hit us with all the latest goss, of course. Morning, Scott. What's up?
Gents, biggest story of the day. It's literally breaking right now. It's trending all over X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it.
What did you say?
It's trending.
All right. I heard trending.
Which would be a cool Twitter trending.
I was going to say, look, I thought you made that up, and I was like, oh. Is that a new term that I didn't know? It's twending.
Call me a twendsetter. Anyway.
All right, so what's going on with Lizzo?
Look, it's Lizzo, and it's not good news, unfortunately. She has had a lawsuit put against her, her production company, Big Girl Productions, and Lizzo's dance captain as well, regarding issues of a hostile work environment, body shaming, a whole heap of other nasty things as well. It's not looking good. Not looking good at all. Allegations are made heavily rumors. I can't stress that enough. The accusations are made by three dancers. The lawsuit was filed yesterday. She hasn't posted anything on her socials about it yet. However, news was breaking and was trending on Twitter. First thing I saw this morning, 3 hours ago, 7 hours ago, Lizzo put up two montages of pictures of her performing, which is fantastic. and the comments are just flooded with, how can you be doing this? And people are already, she's subject to the court of public opinion.
Yeah.
And cancel culture. It's coming for Lizzo.
If it's a lawsuit, just let the court decide it.
Yep. Yeah. Very interesting story as well, because, like, treading carefully here, but Lizzo is, like, on the bigger side.
Yeah.
Which normally means, like, body shaming normally is targeting people of that nature, of the bigger side. It doesn't normally go the other way.
Well, by the sounds of it, there's a whole heap of stories allegedly that happened between 2021 and 2023. So it's over the last couple of years of touring all international stories with her team and the dancers. And it's like Lizzo's alleged instances is that she's almost pressuring them into performing things and to looking a certain way.
Right. It's interesting. I think, though, we will see more stories like this, like in the next couple of years or so. Because I was talking to you about this off air, Crevo, but I saw this article, Scott, a couple of days ago. It was basically saying that, like, fat shaming could become the new blackface. You know, like fat body suits and stuff like that.
Yep.
You know, putting the old pillow in your shirt for Santa Claus or something like that could be the next thing subject to that kind of, like, cancel culture and, you know.
We're living in a weird world, aren't we?
It's just something you've got to be super careful about. Mm. That's all. Just a public service announcement.
Yeah.
Just be super careful, because the internet, it doesn't forgive and it certainly never forgets. Everything's up there.
So true.
Yeah, I know. We've had this discussion before, gents, of I've looked back at my socials and you go, there's nothing bad in there, but you go, yeah, if you had your time again, would you put it that way? Definitely not.
Like, yeah, maybe just a reminder to go up and clean up your social media and just be conscious of, you know, those around you and what may offend those.
That's right, and just don't put things up. You might regret later.
That's exactly right. On a bit of a lighter note, though, boys, one final thing on Lizzo. I'm sure we'll find out more in the details to come. Again, can't stress enough, it's all accusations.
Yeah.
Cool. Of course.
Moving on from Lizzo, do you guys remember Spy Kids?
Yes.
Yeah,
vaguely.
2001 movie, Antonio Banderas and Sabara, who's now Meghan Trainor's husband.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Daryl Sabara, that's his name. There's a new Spy Kids movie coming out.
What, with the original cast?
No. Oh, so okay. It's looking more like a standalone. This will be the fifth Spy Kids Avenue. It's called Spy Kids Armageddon. The cast, I'll be honest, I read it, I didn't know anybody. So that could be a good opportunity to put more faces on the map. Like, be awesome for up-and-comers. A release in September on Netflix. Brand new cast. It's not going to lean on the original.
Very interesting. Spy Kids, average movie when it first came out.
What?
Can't imagine the sequel being very good.
Average?
Yeah, I think I saw the poster and went, I'm not even watching that.
Even as a kid, I thought this isn't a great movie.
I thought it was fantastic. You remember the thumbs? Like the thumb people that would run? Oh,
I do remember.
I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Did you have, like, all the coloured band-aids and stuff as well?
No, absolutely. Look, my favourite thing from the Spy Kids original movie was that they put something in the microwave, they shut the door, and a Macca's meal came out. Like, that was my favourite thing, and I'm like, we're living in the future.
That is the future. Something to look forward to for all of us,
certainly,
I'm sure.
Is. I think I was more Star Wars than Spy Kids. Much more interesting. New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning. Hope everyone's having a good hump day. Jess, you've been doing such a good job this morning of bringing us all, you know, the important news stories. But you have missed one that's gone absolutely viral. Of course, we're talking about the sun bear controversy at a Chinese zoo. Now, if you don't know what we're talking about, Karima and I had a bit of a chat about it earlier in today's show. But basically, there's, a Chinese zoo has effectively had to come out and squash accusations that their sun bears are not just people in a costume. Men in, like, a sun bear costume. Now, videos have gone viral. It's absolutely everywhere. You can check out the video on our socials, of course, the New FM Facebook page or our Instagram page at @thenovos_, where we put up the video there for let the people decide. You seen this video, Jess?
I have. I'm just having another look just to confirm my thoughts on it.
What do you think?
What are your thoughts as resident expert journalist?
Resident expert on bears, I think. It looks like a real bear.
So you lock it. You reckon
you're locking in real bear?
I'm going to lock in real bear.
Okay. I'm saying it's man in a bear suit.
Did you see, it just popped into my head, that guy in China who's like become a collie dog? Did you see that?
Yeah, he spent like tens of thousands of dollars. Similar
that's
vein.
That's what this reminds me of.
It's
anyway.
In the same week. That's not a coincidence. That's just truth right there.
So you reckon there's a guy in there who's finally lived out his dream to become a sun bear and live in a zoo?
No, I don't think it's his dream. I think it's his job. I think he's paid every day. That's how he earns his money.
Well, the people in Newcastle seem to think similar to you, Creevo. Of course, we have a poll up on our Instagram page, @thenovos_. 57% so far think that it's a man in a suit. 43% think it's a bear. So still up for heated debate, but it looks like it's leaning your way early stages of this debate, Creevo.
If it is confirmed to be a man in a bear suit, first time ever, China proven of doing a fake.
You reckon?
Yeah, doing a fake thing.
Oh, well, hold on, strap in. That's all I'll say. Could cause controversy here. Anyway, we'll keep you around, Jess, because up next we've got another debate that's, you know, causing me and Creevo to butt heads, and we need you to help us resolve it, I suppose.
I'll try.
And, Stephen, a debate that's been brewing behind the scenes.
It's bubbling
away. We were talking about this yesterday. When you go on an escalator, right, you just say, oh, you just stand on there and let it take you up. The lazy man's route.
No. Not lazy man. Efficient man. I've got to preserve my energy. I'm a busy guy.
For what?
For
your long naps in the afternoon.
Oh, come on. And the escalator's doing the walking for you. I think I'm well within my right to stand there on the escalator. And you know what? I'm allowed to stand wherever I want on the escalator as well.
No. you've really touched a nerve there. Because, firstly, when it comes to an escalator should just provide help. And if you're able, you should walk up that thing. Because as if you don't have places to be, get moving with life.
Oh, slow down, enjoy the ride. That's what I think.
Oh, no. Here he is, lording it over everyone in the Charlestown Castle, like a lord of the castle that he is. Oh, I don't even walk anymore. I let machines walk for me.
Well, that's what they're invented to do.
Lord Stephen Jones.
Obviously, Cream and I are butting heads here, so we've got to bring in Jess to, I guess, I'd either add fuel to the fire, I suppose, or help us settle it, depending on how you look at it. What are your thoughts on this, Jess?
So bloody lazy, Stephen.
Oh, thank you.
Efficient is the word you're looking
for.
Lazy is such a harsh term.
If you can walk up the escalator, you walk up it. It's there to be more efficient. Like, come on. And
keep
stick
moving
to the left. Also, if you're going to be lazy like Stephen, don't just stand in the middle.
No, because if you stand in the middle, you can have a hand on each rail and, like, kick your legs out like a kid, you know? And then, like...
Oh, you're that one. Oh, my God.
All right. I'm annoyed from here.
Well, here's a couple pros, of course, to standing on the escalator. It brings out your inner child, right? Now, I was talking to... No, you laughed, Jess, but I was talking to Piper, of course, was today our Weather Whiz kid.
Yeah.
And we were having a chat about this behind the scenes. And her and I both agree, the best part of going on the escalator is using that little, like, bit down the bottom to clean your shoes. You know, the little
also
bit that's
not
on the side.
The correct function of that.
Yeah, no.
No, but it still feels cool. Like, it's still...
What do you mean it feels cool? What? How do you feel that through the shoe?
Well, I got me sandals on. My sandals and socks.
Sandals and socks, yeah. Of course you do.
Unbelievable.
No. You're telling me you never did that as a kid?
No.
No.
And well, you didn't.
It's the... It's winding me up.
Like, the point of it, like, you know when you go to the airport and there's the escalator? Well, I'm going to call it an escalator.
Travelator.
And it's there to make it more efficient. You get on it, you walk across it, suddenly you're ahead of 50 people. You're ahead in life.
Smart.
Walk the escalator.
No, I just stand there and it does the walking
That's
for
why
me.
You're behind in life, Stephen, because you're standing still.
All right, I'm not behind in life to begin with. I'm not sure I like these accusations. The other thing I'll riddle to you guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you like walking up the escalator, do you?
Sure.
Do you also enjoy jumping in the elevator? Is that what you're doing? You're jumping up, trying to gain a bit of extra height as you go up?
Not even relevant
That's
in the
not
slightest.
Not even close
moving
to the
moving up
same
for
thing.
You.
No. Okay, Stephen, I reckon you're probably one of those people. You're in the right lane on the highway doing 90.
Yeah, well, what if I need to, like, get out or something like that? Exit right.
Oh, no.
No, it doesn't.
All right, so...
Probably saving lives in there, you know? Drive five, save lives.
4967-4105. When it comes to escalators, Are you walking up them, getting on with life, being productive, being proactive, Team Jess and Crevo, or are you like Stephen?
Lazy.
Standing in the middle, holding up all of traffic, just absolutely causing mayhem and slowing the world down.
I don't like how you've sold that. Give us a call, 4967 4105. Of course, callers on air today go in the draw for Arch Barker tickets.
Yeah, and we've got double passes to our advanced screening of Gran Turismo as well at Event Cinemas Glendale on the 9th of August.
Oh, prizes on prizes.
Entertainment covered just for settling this debate once and for all. You can also get on Instagram at @thenovos_ and vote, because we want to, you know, get as many people's opinion as possible to settle this finally once and for all. New FM. And we're tackling one of the biggest debates we've ever hit.
The biggest.
When you get on an escalator, do you walk up it like somebody who's making change and getting things done in life? Or do you just laze about and flop about on it like Stephen does and think it's fine?
I just think, like, it's doing the walking for you. So why should you have to do the walking?
Don't you have places to be? Don't you have stuff you want to get done?
I don't know. I just enjoy...
Don't you want to be a productive member of society?
I just enjoy my time on an escalator. I enjoy, like, using the little thing on the side to clean my shoes. I enjoy, like, a hand on each rail and swinging like a kid. It brings out my inner youth, you know? And sometimes I do take up the whole escalator for a little swing. But that's all right.
No, it isn't. Stop.
My taxpayer dollars going towards some of these escalators.
What? In a shopping centre? That's not your taxpayer dollars. That's private money.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, he's winding me up. You flustered me here, Stephen, because you want to be walking. Keep going. You're probably one of those people that takes up the whole footpath as well.
No. I probably physically can't. Maybe I'd fishtail if I could. I don't think I physically can.
Winding me up.
Anyway, we need Newcastle to help us settle this debate, of course. So give us a call. 4967 4105 is that magic number. Of course, prizes up for grabs today. We've got Gran Turismo tickets for our preview screening next Wednesday.
Do.
Also, tickets to Arch Barker up for grabs, which you want to get your hands on.
Yeah, it's at the Civic Theatre in Newcastle on the 26th of August.
And if you can't call up the show, which you definitely should, 4967 4105, but if you cannot, get involved on our socials, of course. @thenovos_ is our Instagram page. We've got a poll up there. Thus far, walking is up, but by a singular vote.
Oh, come
on. Not much in it.
A win's a win. That's how scoring works, famously. The Matildas wouldn't have won on, you know, against Canada if the score was the other way, would they?
No, you're right. Thank you.
All right.
Well, let's let Newcastle decide. We head to Mayfield first. We have Heidi on the line. Morning, Heidi.
Hi.
Now, tell us, what's your opinion on this?
I'm Team Stephen all the way.
You just stand there, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Heidi.
Why use all your energy? Like, yeah.
That's it. Some people call it lazy. We call it efficient.
That's right. And we'll take up the whole space, you know, and let it take you up.
Oh, you've
disappointed
me.
People want to go around, they can ask you to move and you just move slightly to the side, and or they can just wait.
Heidi, I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. I mean...
I know, sorry,
though. Heidi's right, though. What's the big rush, you know? Life's to enjoy. Slow down, smell the flowers. That's what I think, Crevo.
All right, Cessnock up next. Good morning, Colin.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Very good. Now, are you walking up the escalator, powering ahead, or are you lazing about like Stephen?
Well, I'm standing there, I'm taking the right, but I'm doing it to the left.
Yeah, okay, consider it at least. Not putting your arms out like a kid and blocking up the whole pathway.
No.
I just mentioned this as like part of the joys of it. I don't do that all the time.
I'm
just
taking that as a point one to Team Crevo.
No, absolutely not. He stands there. That's two to me.
Okay, that is two to you. I'll give you that.
All right, we're staying in Cessnock this time, though. We meet Andrew. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Mate, very well. Very chipper for our hump day. Tell us, what do you think about this debate we've got going on?
100% Team Stephen. Protest. You turn around, fold your arms, and eyeball anyone trying to power walk up.
There you go. There is, there's some genuine hatred towards the people who are just rushing about, busy bees. You know, slow down, smell the flowers. That's what I think.
I'm giving you the winner sting. You've got it, Stephen. You win this one.
And you know what? I reckon Andrew's a winner as well. Let's give him a double pass to go see Gran Turismo. Our preview screening pretty much this time next week. Congrats, Andrew.
Cheers, mate.
No, no stress at all.
All part of the fun and, you know, all local winners, you know. Andrew's out, Cessnock, he gets a prize. Why not?
And, of course, the winning continues as well. We've got tickets for Arj Barker up for grabs caller of the day. And we're going to give it to Michael in Bolton Point. He called us this morning with a food crime, Vegemite and lettuce sandwiches.
I'm not sure why we're rewarding that, but we are.
Because he needs something nice in his life. So we'll give him some Arj Barker tickets.
It's certainly not a Vegemite and lettuce sandwich.
Of course, winning continues right throughout the day as well. You've got Scott for your work day, Joel for your drive home. That's us done and dusted for your hump day. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday.
See you then. See you then. Bye.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.